This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Often it's the simple things that make the biggest difference. For instance, have you ever thought about how powerful it is to know someone's name? Knowing someone's name is certainly not rocket science, but it makes a huge difference in relationships. I took my 4-year-old grandson to lunch the other day. I didn't tell him the place we were going for lunch. I just left that a mystery. He asked, "Do you get a free toy there?" "No," I said, "something better than that." And I didn't explain. I just let it go. So we arrived at the local restaurant, and I knew what would happen. My friends who worked there greeted me by name and immediately wanted to know my grandson's name. Well, from then on, whenever they came to wait at our table, they called him by name. "Eli, would you like to sample the tea to make sure it's sweet enough for you? Eli, what do you want to order? How do you like those French fries, Eli?" And on it went. He was so taken by all the attention they were giving him, he never thought about a toy. Of course, it helped that he liked the food and especially the ice cream for dessert. Some time ago, Stevie Lowry, the editor of our local newspaper, the Lebanon Enterprise, did an article on this particular restaurant and titled the column, "Where Everybody Knows Your Name," after the 1980s hit sitcom Cheers. When someone knows your name, they make you feel like you matter to them. In your mind, you carry an important value, significance. When I was a student in college, I had a professor I liked, but every time he would see me on campus, he would smile, look at me, and say, "There he is." It was his way of saying, "I know you're in my class, but I don't have a clue what your name is." Now, there was another professor I also liked, and when I saw him one day, he surprised me. He looked at me and said, "Hello, David." I automatically felt important, like he really knew who I was. Now, the truth is, neither one of those professors knew me well, but the fact that one was able to call me by name made me feel, well, closer to him more than the other. And I guess that made me want to choose that professor, the one who knew my name, for another class. Dale Carnegie said, "A person's name is to him or her the sweetest and most important sound in any language." If you're like me, remembering names doesn't come easy. I have to work on it. And there are times when I can remember, but a lot of times when I can't. So here are some suggestions. When you're having a conversation with someone you don't know, ask them something. Get acquainted with them. And then repeat their name during the conversation. And then immediately after you finish your conversation, write their name down. I've had some success in name association, that is, associating a person's name with someone I already know or perhaps a famous person that's familiar with me. My suggestion, keep a file, write the name down, and go over it. Repetition is key. The best news is the Lord knows you by name. Even when Saul, later the Apostle Paul, was persecuting Christians, the Lord got his attention. He called him by name. "Saul, Saul," the Lord said. The next time I had lunch with my grandson, I asked him where he wanted to go. "Hennings," he immediately said. That's the restaurant, the name of the place where we went where they knew his name. So I asked Monica Henning, co-owner of the restaurant, how she remembers names.
If I'm trying to memorize somebody's name and remember their name, I will think of somebody else, a friend or whoever, that has the same name. So when I see that person, I will correlate the two and remember that name.
And when I walk in, can you remember my name?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
David Whitlock.
You remember my grandson's name?
Eli.
Eli, you got it. All right.
Even if you aren't sure how you remember a name, as long as it works, go ahead and call people by name. That's what's important. That's what Erica Lawson, assistant manager over at Hennings, does.
When I walk in, can you remember my name?
Yes.
What's my name?
Dr. David Whitlock.
How do you remember my name?
I'm not sure.
So make a commitment to know names. There's power in knowing a name. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody